From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is now in Paris at the invitation of French President Emmanuel Macron. As VOA's Ruiz Ramirez reports, the first meeting and an aggressive handshake between the two was heavily scrutinized globally. And now both have the challenge of getting past Mr. Trump's decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Change Agreement.
France put much work into hosting the 2015 Climate Change Summit and considers the agreement a great achievement.
So to finally have reached a conclusion on that agreement, only to see the newly elected United States president withdraw the US from it almost with next to no notification, that will be a very sore point of contention at those meetings. And no matter how much they try to paper over it in their public appearances, you can be sure that in the private discussions that they have, the French will be doing everything they can to try to find some solution to this.
And then there is Trump's relationship with Russian President Vladimir Putin on display in their marathon meeting at the G20 last Friday. France, along with the rest of Western Europe, is nervous.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson returns to Doha Thursday to meet with the Emir of Qatar. It is the latest step in a round of shuttle diplomacy and resolving a standoff between Qatar and a group that includes Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt. The Saudi-led group accuses Qatar of supporting terrorism and has given Doha a 13-point list of demands after severing diplomatic ties in early June. Qatar has said it is willing to negotiate, but it also says that it is not willing to give up its sovereignty. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The number of refugees allowed into the U.S. this fiscal year has exceeded 50,000 to 50,086 as of Wednesday. President Donald Trump, in his executive order restricting travelers and refugees to the U.S., established the cap. While the cap has been reached, the number of refugees may continue to grow, pending the U.S. Supreme Court's review of the travel ban later this year. President Trump says the White House is functioning perfectly, responding to criticism after his son Donald Trump Jr. disclosed how he met last year with a supposed Russian government lawyer who offered incriminating information about his Democratic opponent Hillary Clinton. As VOA's Jim Malone reports, this is hampering some of the administration's efforts.
The furor over the Trump email revelations has once again put the White House on the defensive over possible links with Russia, says analyst Kyle Kondik. On VOA's Encounter program, analyst John Fortier says public concern over the Russia probe is taking a toll on the president's approval rating.
When he fired Jim Comey, he went down, and he's sitting at about 40% now. Those are things that are not helping the president and not likely to go away right away.
The focus on Trump and Russia is also complicating Republican efforts to follow through on their pledge to repeal and replace President Obama's signature health care law. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Christopher Wray, President Trump's choice to lead the Federal Bureau of Investigation, addressed lawmakers during Senate confirmation hearings, and much of the focus, according to VOA's Michael Bowman, was Russian meddling.
2 months after President Trump abruptly dismissed FBI Director James Comey, and weeks after Comey testified that the president pressured him on the Russia probe, lawmakers sought clear-cut assurances from the man nominated to replace Comey. A former Justice Department attorney, Christopher Wray, said the Trump White House has not demanded a loyalty pledge, and he would not give one if asked. Wray said he is not in a position to comment on Comey's firing, but took issue with the way President Trump has characterized the special counsel's Russia investigation.
A federal judge in San Francisco says it's likely to uphold its earlier court order that blocks the Trump administration from withholding federal funds from so-called sanctuary cities, which fail to cooperate with stepped-up enforcement of U.S. immigration laws. On April 25th, Judge William Orrick III temporarily blocked the administration order to withhold the federal grants in response to a lawsuit filed by a San Francisco and Santa Clara County. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.